Next week, the nation will mark the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington and one of the most famous and important speeches in American history.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
That is, of course, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The speech lasted roughly 17 minutes, and we would have liked to play more, a lot more, but that's where things get complicated. You see, the I Have a Dream speech is copyrighted, and as famous as it is, that copyright has long limited where you can find the speech and just how much of it you can see and hear without paying for it. Dustin Volz has written about this for National Journal, and he joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So who first took out the copyright for the speech and why?
The first person to file for copyright actually was Dr. King himself, purportedly to, you know, help raise money for the civil rights movement. Of course, unfortunately, Dr. King was assassinated 5 years later in 1968, and the copyright passed to his estate then.
So it passes to his estate, and I understand that the King family at one point actually sues CBS because they were using parts of the speech without permission. And what happened?
Mm-hmm. So the King family had the copyrights, and in the 90s, CBS was making a documentary, and they wanted to use a substantial part of the speech as part of that documentary. And so the King estate sued, citing copyright. In 1999, an appellate court ruled that King's speech actually, as famous as it is a limited publication, that it was not disseminated to the public, but actually disseminated to news companies that then rebroadcast it. And so they said that the rights still belonged to Dr. King and his estate because it was a limited publication, as they called it, not a general publication.
And that's a big deal here, right? This idea of general versus limited.
Yeah, that's what it really comes down to. So with general publications, they're public domain. You can use them for whatever you want. An intellectual property lawyer told me if King had actually not written down his speech, if he had just kind of talked extemporaneously, it would have been considered general. But because he wrote it down and because he then filed to protect his copyright on it, it became limited. And despite it being so famous today, it is not considered part of public domain.
And it gets more complicated, right? Because then at one point in 2009, the King family actually cuts a deal with the music publisher EMI to protect the copyright. What happened with that deal and where does it stand now?
Right. So they inked a deal with EMI Publishing, and EMI was actually later bought out by a consortium that included Sony, and that's kind of where it stands now. And because of that, it's extremely hard to find the video online because people are policing it. And if you do a Google search, like anything on the internet, you dig hard enough, deep enough, you'll find it. But it's not supposed to be there, and they have taken it down because of copyright.
We found a version of the speech in its entirety on YouTube. Now, did whoever put it there technically break the law?
Yes, as far as I understand. I mean, this is, again, a very confusing, murky legal area, but the copyright law says that the speeches should not be available without the consent of the King estate. And so if the King estate did not give the license for someone to post it online, then it's violating copyright. The internet advocacy group Fight for the Future actually posted the speech in its entirety to commemorate Martin Luther King Day this January, and it was taken off Vimeo because it violated their terms of service, which said you cannot post something that is against the law. They were able to post it on YouTube, and for whatever reason, months later, YouTube has not taken it down yet.
A lot of people may say, look, you can buy the speech, right? For $13, you can buy, I think you found it on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can pay for it. So why should people be able to get it for free?
Yeah, well, the lowest price I found was $13.41 on Amazon. But there are some freedom of speech advocates, some internet right advocates who say, you know, this is something that is so important. It was a crucial moment for the civil rights movement. It needs to be in public domain. And with the 50th anniversary coming up, people might turn to the internet to view the entire speech, and they might have trouble finding it.
Dustin Volz, he writes for National Journal. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks. I appreciate it.